shot made Jordain stab back, blindly raking the warrior's unarmored shins.
God King!
The warrior dropped to his knees. An unheralded Edassan nearby seized the advantage. Spinning, she hacked off the warrior's head.
My thanks, sister.
The headless corpse erupted into wildfire. Before their eyes, the muscle-bound barbarian withered to an old man.
I dread of the Kyrick Test of Nine to transform scholars and scribes into hardened warriors. But I hadn't believed it possible. Madness. Madness.
Jordain crawled through the bloody dash, unable to tear his eyes away from the corpses around him.
So many dead. Iseke, Nubese, Deiwe, Sigma. I trained with all of these men. Now I'm lying with them. Sigma, preserve us.
Skyborn embers and the Earth's fiery glow illuminated the dozen or so standards fleeing east on the Great Ash Road towards the Charwood.
How did this happen? Where are the Manozomo's outriders? I wanted to see the Lion of Edessa fly over the walls of Hammerhull to fight in a war that mattered. Like Kayukane, Hammer Friend, liberating Edessa alongside the Hammers of Sigmar. I wanted a holy day and a statue above Hero's Gate.
Suddenly, a trio of Arcanites burst through what was left of the first Edassan's formation. Jordain moved into stance.
See me, Sigmar, as you saw my great-grandfather. And stole him from the battlefield at the point of death.
He took a step back, light on his toes. Every form and movement the Glober had drilled into him on the red sand, suddenly written in memory and blood.
Dancing scorpion, axen leaning, lion's paw.
Jordain caught a serrated short sword on his blade. Turning it, he sent the Arcanite sprawling. Off balance himself, a shield knocked him down.
I love the way they burn when they die!
Jordain blinked as blood unexpectedly spattered his face. The shield warrior grunted and folded over, vanishing in a spray of wildfire, while the other twisted around to face some new threat.
This is more like it. This is what I remember.
Sigma, is this your sign?
He thrust up with his sword, impaling the nearest Arcanite through the spine. The final warrior dropped down onto Jordain's chest, winding him. His short sword drove towards Jordain's throat. The Edassan seized his wrist, straining with the effort it took to stop him.
I'll carry your soul with me to the labyrinth, Edassan.
Oh, men, naught but gristle and bones.
Jordain stared up as the terrifically muscular Duodin struggled to rid his axe of the Arcanite's charred corpse. Struck dumb by the overwhelming experience of not being dead.
On your feet then, Mangling. There's killing work to be done.
Whoa!
Wait in the war wagon, Mangling.
Jordain blinked at the skeletal black trees that loomed over the Great Ash Road, tinted bloody.
Dawn? Have we really gone far enough for it to be dawn?
What new madness is this?
They are mileposts. We are 20 miles from the keep.
I'm referring to the things hanging from the poles, Mangling. Are they human?
Not unless you've seen humans with horns, wings, or tail.
I'll not trouble your sleep with the things I've seen, Manling. They've clearly been dead some time. How is it they still burn?
This is Akshi. Beyond that,
You're standing on my foot. You took my leg. You'll be going over the side if you don't keep jumping to the bench.
The war wagon's rear castle was packed with 9 fractious fire slayers and their gear. Each easily took twice a human man's space in a compartment designed for 6.
They are wearing enough gold to buy a kingdom. If I didn't already have a kingdom, I might be tempted.
What are you looking at?
I was just wondering if you're all right in there.
Golden.
The one called Brodo was a leader or spokesperson of sorts. His hair and beard were a wild red, unkempt hairs kindling whenever his patience wore low.
I wish I knew what I had done to offend you, Master Battlesmith.
It smells like cat in here.
It's, lion.
Give me hot stone and sulfur and I'll be better pleased.
You're on road to swing a bloody axe
and another battle. Not the last to do it in.
Battle? You mean the ambush? Call it what it was. Sigma. They're all dead except me. Some prince I turned out to be. Some hero of legend.
Do you know the tale of these woods? When Volcatrix breathed the first fires into Akshi, the forest was scoured by an inferno so hot that the trees were turned instantly to ash. 10,000 years have they stood thus. No hero has stood as long, not even their legend.
I always thought that the only good tree was a dead tree. I've changed my mind.
Well, if the Flamescar Plateau is not to your liking, then know that Akshi is a vast realm. Iridian, Vitrolia, Capillaria. Each of these lands harbours a ward of Hammerhall Aksha. And each is different in character. I've heard it said, too, that the fire of this world diminishes as you venture nearer the centre of the realm. Green things grow from the earth, and the sky is blue and clear, if you can imagine such a thing.
Sounds wonderful.
And don't forget that there are 7 other mortal realms beyond Akshi's borders to explore, Lord Grimnir.
I prefer the realm of chaos. At least, that's still as it always was. It makes sense in its own foul way.
Why does he keep calling you Grimnir?
Because his kind are short-bearded nugget foragers with kindling for brains. Hand me the reins. You should sleep a bit, Manling. It's a long way yet, and you look half dead.
Do as the Doomseeker says. We Duardin need little rest.
Aye. How hard can it be to drive this thing anyway? Yeah! So, this is Hammerhall, is it?
Gods, no. Hammerhall is the mightiest city in the mortal realms. It is home to 1 million men, Duardin, and elves, and is defended by entire storm hosts. Its walls are 1,000 feet high and surrounded by a moat of fire. This is Twinfire Keep. It guards the Great Ash Road across the Flamescar Plateau and is maintained equally between Hammerhall Aksha and Edassa.
Shoddy work. Who builds a castle out of coal?
Feeling his pride nettled, Jordain pointed to the great statue that stood bestride the gatehouse.
He did.
The statue's black armor had been polished so that against the glare of the lava fields it looked almost golden. A flared halo ringed the warrior's closed helm. His great warhammer was thrust high towards the celestial realm.
Friend of yours?
I believe that would be Vandus Hammerhand. He led the first battles in what the Azir insist on calling the Realm Gate Wars. As if the Unback Lords never lifted an axe throughout the centuries they spent locked away in their precious realm.
If he hadn't, then every realm would now be overrun with chaos.
So they like to tell us.
What are you scowling at, Gotrek?
Who approach us?
I am Ezomo Jordain of the Edassa Free Guild. These Duadin are friends who would come unbidden to the aid of Men of Sigmar on the Great Ash Road.
Just like Men of Sigmar to need aid on their own road.
Edassa Free Guild, you say? The Edassa Free Guild has already passed these gates, not 3 hours ago.
We were ambushed by the Seeing Legion of the Host Duplicitous. About a day and a half's hard march back down the Great Road. But I saw some escape. 1,000 or so by my reckoning.
Aye, mayhap a little less.
They said nothing of an ambush, and 5,000 men passed back through these gates.
That is impossible. It was 5,000 men that set out from Edassa.
And there was an Ezomo Jordain of the Edassa Free Guild amongst them.
The skin of Jordain's forehead prickled with the punishing heat, suddenly acutely aware of the crossbows and ballistae being turned their way.
The Seeing Legion, the Thrice Poxed, the Skaven of Clan Boyle. Twinfire is 1,000 leagues from Hammerhall, but the enemy is never far from here. Even the twisted ways of the Host's Duplicitous will not catch us off our guard.
Wait, you will say that...
Ossiande warned us there would be agents of the Seeing Legion on his trail, looking to slip through our gates to Hammerhall with one of the Free Guild regiments.
They are the infiltrators. I am Crown Prince of Edassa, and I will not be dismissed as some vagabond or brigand.
5,000 infiltrators, or 12. Which would you think more likely?
Gotrek brandished his axe, its flame billowing.
Say the word, Manling. One touch of this axe, and that gate will go up like a keg fire on the Feast of Grumni.
Wait. You said that Ossiande led them. The man Ezomo. Describe him to me. Was he black-skinned like me? And did he wear a cloak like this? Red, with a black lion. And a crown like mine. Silver, but with a golden edge.
He did.
That was why we received no warning. Man Ezomo Ossiande led the Arcanites through.
It's worse than that, Manling. It looks as though he replenished his losses from that Seeing Legion of yours, too.
Under the Lion of Edassa, no less. I do not understand. How does a man like that turn against the God King? How does any man...
You know this, Ossiande?
He's the commander of my mother's armies. The fiercest lion in Edassa, they say. Popular with the men and women of her armies. And my eldest cousin.
Family, eh? Some things never change.
I will have his head for this and see it fed to the lions. The same for every last man of Edassa that follows him.
Good for you, Manling. There's naught worthier than vengeance upon a kinslayer and an oathbreaker. Yeah. We were going to Hammerhall anyway. Might as well get our arm in before the killing really starts.
You'd do that for me?
You do that for him?
Please, sir, you must let us pass. Can you not see that the survival of Hammerhall Aksha may depend on it? Look at me. Is it not obvious to you that I am a man of Edassa?
I don't know. I've never been to Edassa.
Someone must have. My mother's gold pays for half this place.
Easy, Manling. No one likes an over-entitled princeling.
Dorky wannas.
The battlesmith stood and hoisted his strange icon. Mounted on a high pole, it bore a face that Jordain presumed to be the Fire Slayer's god, Grimnir.
You know, Gotrek, it does look a little bit like you.
I am Brodor, battlesmith of the Karagunbak Fire Slayer Lodge, and we'll prove our good faith.
Yes, throwing away good gold.
We are soldiers of Sigmar. You think you can buy us with your gold?
Buy you? What mannishness is this? This is a piece of my shattered god that I hold in my hand. You think I offer it lightly?
The wall fell silent, presumably while the guard and his subordinates argued over what to do.
Might as well tip it down the mountain.
Yeah, they'll slam the gate in your face as soon as it's left your palm.
Well then, we'll know where we all stand on breaking the door down, won't we?
Keep your gold, Fire Slayer. It is too rich for us. The offer is enough. You may enter and have lodge and board within the keep for the night.
We do not have the time. We must keep going, lest we fall any further behind.
Those are the terms. Warden Karame is Edassan by birth. She rides beyond Hammerhall Gate, hunting the Zangors of the Eternal Conflagration, but is due to return tomorrow. I will have a vouch for you before you walk another foot along the Great Ash Road.
Gotrek ran his thumb along the blade of his axe, the fire blistering the flesh.
Say the word, Mamling.
No. I'll not fight. True men of Sigma. I look forward to meeting her in the morning. Thank you, Battlesmith.
I didn't do it for you. Now we'd best find another way out of this keep, just in case this Warden Karame is unconvinced by us in the morning.
You barely touched your beer, Story Smith.
It's hardly boiling, and I can't even smell the sulfur.
Across from them, Jourdain slept soundly, his forehead pressed to the table. The other Fire Slayers were scattered about the crowded alehouse, which had been full even before they arrived.
Servants, wagoners, homesteaders, soldiers. Odd bedfellows the March of Chaos makes.
The mortals were clearly trying their best to ignore the Fire Slayers, but Volkite berserkers of a mind to drink and make merry were difficult to ignore.
Eight. Of the thousands carrying the fire of the Karag, only these eight and I could see the truth of the Doomseeker's divinity.
What was that?
Nothing.
These eggs are rotten, and the ham tastes like... What was that runt dragon you lot rode, as though you were mountain elves?
I assume you mean the Magmadroth.
Aye, Magmadroth. It tastes of Magmadroth piss. What end of the lizard did you say it was cut from?
Actually, it's haggid, which is a type of burrowing bird that...
This beer is too hot. It tastes as though it were used to poach my eggs. A world without bugmans is not one I care to live long in.
Rodor felt his teeth grinding. Despite what he had told Jourdain about a Duodin's endurance, he was far, far beyond the end of his with the Doomseeker's carping. God or no god.
What are you doing, Story Smith? Is that a chisel?
And this is how the Unbaki record our histories. In gold. On beads like this one to be touch-red. See?
Rodor passed the gold to Gotrek, who rubbed his calloused thumb over the nascent rune.
Skorin Firebrand gave me 20 of these gold beads as a parting gift.
What does it say?
It is the first chapter of my travels with Grim... with Gotrek.
So? You're some kind of rememberer, then?
I suppose you could call it that.
I've no more need of a rememberer.
A glass of your Skull Isles, Alec.
Oh, well, of course, Master.
Leave the bottle.
Whatever you say.
I didn't think even humans could get that thin. I've seen hex wraiths with more skin on their bones.
His name's Uthan Barrow Walker.
How do you know that?
The barkeep told me. Said he's just who we need and that we'd recognize him as soon as he arrived. You think I've just been sitting here enjoying my eggs?
Why would I think that?
Some of us are capable of eating and being useful at the same time.
Well, why's he got everyone so nervous? I think they're more scared of him than they are of us.
I'm told he's a wizard. Or are those purple robes too subtle for you?
He's covered in salt.
Aye. According to the barkeep, he's a hermit with all sorts of secret little ways in and out of this castle. Oh, and he's mad. So there's that.
Do you know how many times in the history of my lodge a kinband has been aided by a wizard in a tavern? None. No times.
Are you going to finish that beer, Story Smith?
I told you, it's too... Good.
Gotrek snatched the Fire Slayer's beer from his hand and downed it in one gulp.
I've never trusted a dwarf who can't finish his beer. Let's go over there.
Why would he even want to help us? Sigmar's war is not ours. Not until he pays to make it ours.
I know how to talk to wizards.
The wizard startled like some kind of wild bird as the two Duodins stomped towards him. He gripped the edges of his table with skeletally thin fingers, motes of purplish energy flaring within the deep sockets of his eyes.
Who? What? How?
Easy, wizard! I seek a favor of you, is all.
A favor, you say? Duodin ask no favors, especially not of men. Our lives are too short. Generally, what to do when the human dies unrepaid? What then, Duodin? What then?
Lynch! The barkeep said nothing to me of necromancy. Dismiss your minnow spirit, and I'll make your end as painless as an axe with a volcano bound within its steel. Will allow me?
Wait!
Unhand me! I'll be the next to feel my axe!
You're not in the realm of chaos anymore, or wherever it was you were before that. You can't just kill anyone that stokes your fires the wrong way.
And that includes necromancers as well as dark elves and fire dwarfs now, does it?
Sigmar once commanded a pantheon of gods that included Grimnir and the Lord of Undeath. We were allies through the Age of Myth.
The Doomseeker lowered his axe.
Well,
a lengthy story.
You see, Nagash betrayed Sigmar.
I don't care! I've no interest in what's going on now! What makes you think I care any more about what happened back then? Be silent, Story Smith, and stay that way until you're spoken to.
I heard something about a favor. Was that you, or do my companions chatter?
Don't you try my patience either.
I think he's offering to help.
I know! I don't like it! It's unnatural! And I told you not to talk.
The Doomseeker set his axe on the table. The unback forge fire, caged between the two rune blades, lapped hungrily at the charcoal. The wizard stared at the caged flame, while Gotrek scraped back a chair and sat in it. Rodor chose to remain standing.
There's an army moving on the ash road of yours. A friend of mine...
Friend?
What part of Be Silent is challenging you, Story Smith? Hold your mouth before I shut it with my fist! A friend of mine wants to catch up to it and kill the man that leads it.
And you wish to draw his life from the hereafter? It would be my pleasure.
No, Lich! No! Where would be the honor in that? How could we say vengeance was rightly served on just your say-so? No!
Then it seems your need for a necromancer is at an end. I hope you are pleased with my work. Good day.
I'm told you like to roam the Charwood at night, that you know how to get in and out without having to seek the permission of the guards.
You want me to take you outside? No, 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 no! Can't do that! The last time I ventured into the Charwood, I was almost killed. A Cainite assassin! I barely escaped with my life.
The two Duodin exchanged a knowing look.
A dark elf, was it?
Yes.
A slip of a girl?
You know her?
Our paths have crossed.
With a snap of his fingers, Uthan banished his bound spirits to the ether. He sat back, regarding the Slayer.
Then we are on the same boat down the Stygix. My condolences to you both.
She tried to steal Blackhammer's master rune from my lodge. Must be bound for war in Hammerhal, I expect. No disrespect, but what's the interest of a woman like her in a... Well, in you.
Interest. Interest. I am an interesting man. But as for the Cainites' attentions, I did not ask. Better to cower amongst the living, however cloying and wretched, than be ushered into Shaiish for the final time.
That's the realm of death.
I know what it is.
But maybe...
Uthan leant over the table. Brodor and the Doomseeker mimicked his movement.
The Burning Gate.
The Burning Gate.
What are you, an echo? Let him finish!
It is a realm gate.
Uh-huh.
It's a...
Later, Storysmith.
Little known, less often used. If I take you, then maybe you will help me. I know the ancient rites to open the portal. A dead man told me. I can guide you thereafter through the lands of Shaiish.
What are you after in trade? Gold?
My gold, you mean?
Can you eat it? Can you tame a spirit with it? No. Keep your yellow rock. In exchange, you will see me safely to Hammerhal.
How do you know we're going to Hammerhal?
Everyone's going to Hammerhal, living and dead. But even a Cainite assassin will have trouble getting into that city with an army of chaos on its threshold. I can slip through the Stormrift Gate, be lost in the forests of Gairan, before she even knows I left this keep.
Gotrek glanced at Brodor, appearing to seek guidance without wishing to look as though he were looking for guidance. It was almost enough to make Brodor feel sympathy for him.
We bring 9 Fire Slayer warriors of the Unbak Lodge and the Doomseeker. He has bested the elf once already. We'll see you safely to Hammerhal.
Then I am ready to leave when you are.
Now you can wake up the princely.
The Charwood. I never thought I'd walk within something that was burned by Volcatrix's fire.
Up ahead, Brodor and the Fire Slayers strode deeper into the blackened forest. Before they moved out of sight, Jordain noticed one hesitate and eye Uthan distrustfully. The Duodin paused and waited for them to pass, before continuing on behind them.
I'm not sure we need to go anywhere near the Burning Gate. Walking through the Sharwood is surely close enough to skirt Shaiish's boundaries.
Something ails you, Madeline?
Can't you feel it?
Feel what?
We walked through a forest that was scorched bare by a god before even the age of myth. There's probably at least one Chaos Warband between us and the Realm Gate, and a Cainite assassin is hunting our guide.
At last! Someone who can look on the brighter side.
I have a horrible feeling that you're not even joking.
Shh! We are far from alone in this wood. Not all that is quiet is peacefully dead.
I knew it.
Hear mutants. Hear demons. Hear beastie. Beastie beastman. This Slayer has an axe for you. I've walked through the Drakvald and the Deadwood of Mordheim and come away. I fought blood-drinking vampires and monstrous lizards in the jungles of the Southlands, giants in the forests of Albion, and things I'll not name in the hinterlands of Koresh. I fear nothing from this wood.
Please, go, Trekkie. If we do not make it to the Burning Gate in one piece, then Ozyandi will face no punishment for his betrayal. Edassa will be shamed for generations.
You're right, Fangling. We'll just have to kill whatever lurks in this wood on the way back.
Shh!
I'll be silenced by no lich!
I haven't thanked you, Gotrek. for getting me even this far. If not for you, then the Seeing Legion will have left no survivors. They would be marching on Hammerhal in friendly colors with no one to carry the warning.
The Storysmith and his lot could have handled it well enough.
Would they even have been on the road if they weren't following you?
9 bad coins is what they are.
I've never before encountered a Fire Slayer, but Duadin were common enough in the merchants' bazaars and the campus halls of Edassa, even at court on occasion. Loba even convinced me to challenge a Caradron Sky Captain to a duel on the Red Sands one time.
A Cara what? Oh, never mind. I don't want to know. Did you win?
Let's say no, but he was very gracious about it.
Jordain turned briefly from the Blackwood to consider the Slayer. He was unlike any of the Duodin he had known in Edassa. There was a sadness in his eyes that went deeper than Jordain could fathom, as though he had lived too long, seen too much, and could not work out how to go on as before.
Why Hammerhal?
What?
Before you found me, you were already heading to Hammerhal. I was curious why.
I mean to find someone there.
But you're not sure?
I came back for a reason. The Storysmith and his kin are right about that much.
Back?
The lingering Fire Slayer wandered nearer in a surreptitious bid to listen in. Gotrek did not appear to notice. Either that or he did not care.
There was a time when nothing mattered more to me than having my story remembered. To cut short a tale I've no wish to tell, I was offered the mightiest doom of any slayer. Naturally, I accepted it. To stand forever against the demons of chaos, so that Grimnir might rejoin the world. This world, as it turns out, it appealed to my pride, Manling. But no one remembered. No one. In time, even chaos forgot. Grimnir tricked me, and because of that, all my oaths are now ash. And there is no one still alive as remembers.
Sigma remembers.
Does he know? I wonder.
Jordain turned towards where the eavesdropping Fire Slayer had been standing. But there was no sign of him.
What is it, Manling? Do you see something?
The Slayer raised his axe.
No. It was nothing.
The Fire Slayer must have heard the story before, after all, and moved up ahead to rejoin Brodor and the others. Even so, had it been Jordain, then he would have wanted to hear it again. It would have been like meeting Kaiukane Hammerfriend in the flesh and asking him what it had been like to fight alongside Vandas.
What was the world like before?
The branches above creaked, and a bloodied mound thumped to the ground in a cloud of ash. Jordain started back. Before him, the missing Fire Slayer lay face down, his runes glowing with a faltering brightness.
Sigma! He's been torn in half! What could do that to a Duadin?
Even the blasted trees can't be trusted to keep still.
They're not trees. They're Sylvaneth.
Dark shapes bounded from the wood. They were feminine in aspect, but a long way from human. Their bodies were armored with charred bark and calcified lichens, barbed and horned with splintered amber.
Back! For the Doomseeker!
Where is Uthang?
Hiding in the woods, most likely. Well, come on then, Treekin! It's firewood for you!
Here they come!
The tree revenant dashed at him with a long, tapering set of claws. He blocked with his sword, but the branch tips whipped around his blade to scratch his sleeve leather.
Sigma!
The Sylvaneth did not even try to get out of the way. The lion-hilted blade split its bark and became stuck.
What the... How do you kill them?
Ignoring the sword in its chest, the Sylvaneth swiped for Jordain's head. The Adassin struggled to fend it off. They toppled down into the ash.
Get off!
Oh, no, you don't! Give up your hand, Mangling!
The Duodin hauled Jordain to his feet. The prince fell against a tree and desperately tried to regain his breath.
My thanks, Godric.
Scores of the tree spirits smoldered in splintered heaps, torn apart by Godric's axe. The one that had so very nearly savaged Jordain was a glowing log pile a few feet away. The flames threw the suddenly quiet wood into a nervy, unsettled light.
I was a fool to want to do this. I'm just a man. What can a man do against such monsters as these?
He snatched his hand away from the tree he had been leaning on.
Aye, you nearly killed one.
He's only a manling.
Didn't I say be quiet? Didn't I say that the Charwood was restless? Didn't I? Didn't I?
I didn't see much of you during the fight, Barrow Walker.
We had an agreement. I take you to the Burning Gate. I say the secret words. I guide you through Shryish. You do the fighting.
They look like Sylvaneth.
Mannish fool. This wood was scoured of its guardian spirits by Volcatrix's fire.
The battlesmith's great bulk trembled with exertion, the runes in his body glowing with a vigor that caused his icon to alternately glower and brood.
And you know all, of course, hoarding your wealth and your lore from on high, while those below scrape amongst ash and bone. You are no better than Sigmar, safe in your mountain.
A man should be careful before insulting the gods. You never know who may be listening and take offense.
If Sigmar cares not, and trust me, he cares not, then neither should you. Did I not hear that the cults of death practice freely in your city?
As do the war cults of Gorkamorka, and Malarion's crypto-magi, and 100 other priesthoods I could not recount to you. That does not mean I like it. It was Sigmar who took the fight to chaos, and Sigmar who strengthens those with the courage to stand beside him.
Do you see Sigmar here? Is Sigmar at Twinfire or at Hammerhall? Is that the smell of his lightning on the air, or is it ash and bone? No, Sigmar does little here.
Sigmar was well known to the memory of the dwarfs, but he was naught but a man. By what right is he Lord of the Gods in place of Grugni? And Gorka? That's the problem I see here. Everyone's forgotten the old grudges and had ideas above their station.
I think it's more complicated than that.
Indeed, Battlesmith. Never forget it. Here or anywhere. The Burning Gate to Shaiish is close. And the power of chaos waxes across this realm. Whatever Sigmar may say of it.
I'll not be hectored on law by a Zaki Lich.
Charcoal sprinkled over Brodol's crest as a slender but stupefyingly tall tree stretched its branches drowsily. Everyone looked up. Jordain's jaw dropped.
I think I know what murdered that fire slayer.
Undead chaos tree men. Why not? It's not as though this world could get any stranger.
The others are coming back too.
Good. It's a big wood, and it'll spare my legs.
And they call me mad. We must reach the Burning Gate.
Who wants your opinion on it, Lich?
Excellar!
The necromancer spread his arms. A torrent of unquiet spirits rose up from the ash-cloaked earth to lift him off the ground.
He's right, Gotrek. The Realm Gate is what matters. There will be plenty of monsters to fight once we reach Hammerhall.
You remind me of him, Manling. And that's not always a good thing.
Who is him?
Never mind, it's not important. I hope you can run!
You don't need to ask me twice.
Quickly!
I've imagined a few ends for myself over the years. Surrounded by the bodies of my enemies, my hands clasped to the bosom of a grieving maiden. I never thought it would be with the taste of sick in my mouth, and no strength left to even draw my sword.
Life is full of such disappointments, Manling, great and small. Don't be so quick to welcome death, though. It has eluded me thus far.
I always thought I could outrun a Duardin if nothing else. Your stamina is... impressive.
Up the pace, Manling! Those undead beasties don't seem to be about to tire any time soon either.
The Burning Gate? There!
The necromancer dispatched the litter of slave spirits that had carried him through the wood, his body assuming solidity as he sank to the ground.
All right for some.
The Realm Gate was an arch of fire-blackened stone upon a brow of ash, with a faint aura of corpuscent flame. It looked as though it had been the cornerstone of something greater once, the ruins of an ancient fortress dotting the clearing. Rivulets of gurgling lava crisscrossed the ancient ruin.
I see no way through.
Stay here. I will draw out the path.
Alone? That seems... uncharacteristically brave.
Not when you consider what's behind us, it's not.
It should be me that goes. If anyone can safely navigate a maze of fire and return, then it's a child of Grimnir.
No. Whatever this place was before the coming of Valkatrix, it is half in the realm of Tzeentch now. The paths through the lava are ever-changing. Duplicitous, even. Home to the warriors of the Eye that's seen. Alone, I can find a path. With 9 Duardin, a slayer, and a prince blundering behind me, the Seeing Legion will come before we are halfway to the gate.
I don't think subtlety is an option here, Lich.
As if to demonstrate Gotrek's point, a shriveled Sylvaneth exploded from the charwood. Brodor calmly split it in half with a blow from his axe.
Go with the necromancer, Lord Grimnir. The Unbaki will hold the Sylvaneth here. And maybe draw the eyes of the Seeing Legion while we're at it.
Fine, then.
There better be something to kill up there, or I'll be coming back for you, Storysmith.
There were no farewells. No questions as to why the Battlesmith would make such a sacrifice for a Duardin, who treated him with nothing but disdain.
So alien Duardin are from humans.
Children of Grimnir, let the woodkin feel the hue of our axes and the bite of our fire! Khazork!
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 Are they all cracked, Manling, or just those that I attract?
I don't know. These are the first fire slayers I've ever met.
None in Edessa,
no? No.
Maybe after Hammerhall, I'll go there!
The first Sylvaneth were already bursting out of the charwood and onto the Fire Slayer's axes.
Thornad Gaul!
Andreni Haggis!
Thornad Kallak!
Andreni Haggis!
Jordain couldn't pull his eyes from the gleeful berserkers.
You know, a last stand was something I played out often in my head. It does not seem nearly so romantic now, leaving them to their dooms.
They're the lucky ones, Manling.
Stay with them. Come with me. Life or death.
The choice is yours, but make it now.
Upon his clap, spirits billowed up from the ground and once again lifted the necromancer into the air.
Sigma, protect me.
I can see through him again, Manling.
I know.
I can still hear you, you know. I take it you're coming, then. This way.
The lava fields that surrounded the burning gate were a maze, and one that Jourdain was beginning to suspect had a malignant will behind it.
Must go back, find another path. The river here flows hot.
You said it was fordable.
It swells again. Did I not say this place is cursed? A ward of the Fractal Fortress this is.
Does it resist us?
Only a madman would look at randomness and see it so.
Just get us up there, Lich.
Occasionally, Jourdain spotted bare-chested warriors with eyeball shields and bird-like helms shadowing them. But never for long. The sounds of combat from the Charwood drew them all away eventually.
Come on, then! Birdmen! My axe still thirsts!
I am trapped in a lava field with the Seeing Legion, a necromancer, and a maniac.
Mind who you call necromancer, Princeling!
I should have said thank you very much, bid you good luck on your journey to Hammerhall, and gone straight back to Edassa to count my blessings.
That's what he would have said.
And did he, this manling you keep alluding to, live to splendid old age?
Join us on the nine-forked path, Duwadi. Or do you fear to lose your step?
You're the ones that set up home in a lava field, not me. Get over here before the manling wearies of the tedium and goes home.
I'll take that as a no then, shall I?
I see a path.
The necromancer's spirit litter levitated him across a lava flow.
Oi! We can't all float.
This way, Gotrek. A ford.
Skipping across a string of roasting stepping stones, Jourdain crossed the gurgling river of rock.
Blessed Sigma!
Jourdain brought his hand up to shield his eyes. The air tasted of molten lead. It was so hot, he could barely see 20 feet before the air shimmered and lost focus.
Barrowwalker! Utan! Where are you?
He looked around, but could find no sign of the necromancer. The burning gate, however, was so close he could feel its fiery emanations on the back of his eyeballs. Charred black stones stuck out of the ground at all angles, creating a winding trail towards it. Something blue winked in the corner of Jourdain's eye.
Uthana!
It struck him in the ribs before he had even turned around. A wriggling sensation of worms and suckers threw him back. He landed prone over the baking rocks.
I am the Eye that Seen. Your doom 1,000 times foretold. This gate is mine.
A massive warrior stood before him on a levitating disc. Thousands of eyes decorated his heavy plate. Their blinks sent rippling cascades of change across the unholy champion. Iridescent feathers sprouted from his pauldrons and helmet, fluttering in lieu of a cloak.
Madling! Ah!
Jourdain scrambled to his feet. Just as the disc swooped closer, all suckered-mouthed and barbed tentacles writhing, he raised his sword.
Sigma, protect me! We achieved something then, Gotrek and I. We forced the Fate Master of the Seeing Legion to do battle.
Fate has two eyes. I am the Eye that Seen.
The champion spun a heavy rod between his gauntleted hands, as though unable to stop. It looked like an ornate club, about 2 feet long.
You murdered my regiment!
I am the Eye that Seen. Your doom 1,000 times foretold!
I think he got that!
Out of nowhere, the Slayer landed in a geyser of hot sparks and steam between him and the warrior. Flames rippled out from his axe.
For someone waving a stick about and standing on a squashed demon, you talk a good fight. But let's see how you fare against a dwarf.
I am the Eye that Seen.
There's Queenly Ankle Smaggling. Everyone here is mad but you and I.
A phantasmal mace shot from the champion's lance and struck Gotrek across the arm. The slayer swayed, the flesh of his left shoulder hanging loose.
That it?
Your left side is unguarded. You are missing something there. As was foretold!
You hit like a halfling!
Gotrek, look out!
Jordain had never seen two warriors so far beyond him. It was as though he had entered one of the tales he had been raised on. Vandus Hammerhand versus Korgos Kull. Fostos Bladestorm versus the Everchosen.
Gotrek Gernison versus the Eye That Seen.
Fight me like a dwarf!
The Eye twirled his weapon until it blurred, left hand, right, then let the bound magic fly. Gotrek swung his axe to meet it, but it was like swatting an invisible fly with a gargant's hammer. The blow punched the slayer to the ground.
I know who you are, Doomseeker. I know from whence you came. I am the Eye That Seen, and you are but a faded relic of a dead world.
Up, Gotrek! Up! Up! Get up!
The Fate Master's many eyes widened.
The Fire Slayers have not been able to hold the Silverneth.
Emerging through the mist of cinders, a burning tree lord stamped through the river of lava. Gotrek grinned as the disintegrating tree lord slowly pitched towards him. Sitting up sharply, he grabbed the hovering Fate Master by the ankle.
Not nearly so nippy now, are you?
The demon disc shot into the air like a discus from a catapult, dumping the Fate Master on top of Gotrek.
No!
Jordain threw his cloak up over his eyes as the burning tree lord crashed to the ground on top of Gotrek and the Eye That Seen. Flames ripping up through its tortured bark and erupting high into the air.
Impossible!
From the burning wreckage, the Fate Master emerged. Jordain brought up his sword to guard.
Later, mortal. I have grander schemes than thine to sever.
I'd like to see you bloody try. Come at me!
The Slayer was pinned under the weight of the Tree Lord, flames creeping ever closer. The question was whether it would be the fire or the Fate Master that killed him first.
What would Vandus do? What would Kaiokain Hammer Friend do?
He closed his eyes and silently prayed to Sigmar for courage.
How many times have I dreamed of this day?
Lions of Edessa!
The rune of might, embedded into the muscle of his thigh, imparted tremendous speed and power, even without the invocations of a rune smiter to awaken the Urgold fully.
Oh, there you are.
The Doomseeker had collapsed to his knees beside a nondescript lump that was covered by a red cloak.
Manling!
Jordain!
I never did see him fall, you know. Part of me refused to believe he could be dead. But he's dead, isn't he? Long dead. The manling was taken from me.
Aye, he's dead.
Aye. Dead and gone. There's no way he could have survived what I left him to. And even if he had, how many years has it been? I was a fool.
Bodur glanced down at the stricken princeling. He could not shake the feeling that the Doomseeker and he were no longer talking about the same man.
We are no company for mortal men.
The Doomseeker touched his torn left shoulder.
You're right about that!
You're pulling off his breastplate, why?
Until I find someone to watch his side, I'm going to have to do it myself. Give the thing a whack, would you?
I thought you wanted to die.
Do I look dead to you?
No.
Just a bloody shoulder. If something wants to kill me, it won't find me hard to hit.
The Eye That's Seen must be going to Hammerhal, if I'm any judge.
We'll settle this when we get there.
We're still going to Hammerhal?
He's dead, Story Smith. But what does that mean in this place? He's been returned, as I have.
I know it.
He waits for me in Hammerhal.
Jordain?
What are you blathering about now? Of course not Jordain!
Without a backward glance at the body, the Doomseeker picked up his axe and turned towards the infernal ring that the Burning Gate had carved into the near distance. Budur could feel the energies it was casting out. His Urgold shivered in the spots. Tasted of death.
Come on! Before the necromancer decides to leave without us!
The assassin crept towards the dormant realm gate. She walked softly, but out of habit only. The battle was long over. The combatants long dead.
I count 7, Dwarden Witchblade.
She stepped over the body of a fire slayer, his grotesque musculature tangled with the remains of what, thousands of years ago, might have been a Sylvaneth huntress.
Add the one further down the slope, and the one in Sharwood. That accounts for them all, bar the battlesmith. They left in haste, then. Either that, or the burning gate was sealed well before these 7 had made it this far.
She pulled off a silk glove and ran her slender fingers down the stone arch of the gate.
The gate is still warm. You've proved unexpectedly resourceful, Barrow Walker. Not to mention fortunate. But no matter. You think you have evaded me? The god of murder knows every hidden pathway into the realm of death.
Here a Slayer Lies by David Guiner. Performed by Brian Blessing, John Banks, Jonathan Keeble, Penelope Rawlings, David Seddon, and Andrew Wincott. A pale sun climbed over the amethyst fjords like a bloated corpse rising from the watery depths. Brodor hugged his arms to his chest and shivered, his beard sputtering like a fire devouring its last coal.
Put another bone on your spirit fire, necromancer. I swear, my belly's shrunk a 1/12 of a beard length these last few days. Just from shivering by your so-called fires.
If you will, walk the amethyst fjords clad only in gold runes and a belt.
The fire of Grimnir inures me against the fiercest heat. And warms me through the bitterest cold.
Yet the chill of Shaiish cuts deep, does it not?
You take a strange pride in your realm, necromancer.
As you do yours.
The wind's dropping off a bit at least.
It is nearly dawn. The damned rest their voices for another day.